This is the BBC.
Our first story begins in 1989, with radio waves making their way across tightly controlled borders. Radio 100 was a West Berlin radio station that was listened to secretly in the East. It aired all kinds of punk and industrial music shows and left-wing political shows and experimental sound and conceptual art shows. There was even one show which was dedicated to people listening secretly in East Berlin. Members of the East German resistance would smuggle messages and tape recordings into West Berlin, and they'd be played on the station. Here's Radio 100.
Achtung, Achtung! Hier spricht Radio 100, der erste unabhängige, private, alternative Rundfunksender Berlins.
It was our radio.
Radio 100.
Easy feeling of life or crazy feeling of life.
They were all punks, but they were all in love with radio.
And we had a voice and the freedom to live together in the radio.
Are you ready, rockers?
In East Berlin. I was born in East Berlin. I was 22 years old, a student.
My name is Gregor. I lived in West Berlin in the 80s. And I worked on Radio 100 as technician. Cornelia was a student in East Berlin.
I lived very close to the wall, so every day when I was coming from school, I saw the wall and I was always like, don't think so much about it because then you become crazy.
My name is Leslie Rosen and I was a student in Berlin.
Leslie was a student on the western part and was working on Radio 100. We worked together.
I really had no time to think of the East, to be honest. Sometimes we would look over the river, the canal, into the east, and we saw there were some cranes moving, and we thought like, oh my God, there are people living there. Actually, something is moving there. But it never came to my mind that there are people like you and me.
So someone in West Germany, why was this radio station so important to you?
Because West Berlin in the 80s, it was an island, the wall around, and we had not too much contact to the other side.
Radio 100.
In East Berlin, I was listening to Radio 100. This was my listening home.
Radio 100 was also a chance to go over the wall. We thought not every day to the people on the other side, but there were listeners on the eastern part of Berlin.
Yeah, this was a feminist show, Dissonanzen. I liked it so much. I really would like to go there, but unfortunately, it's not possible. I was a good girl, and I was following the advices.
BBC World Service. Large queues have been building up at all of East Germany's crossing points with the West, including the new openings made in the Berlin Wall during the night.
The 10th November was a Friday, and when I was standing up, listening to the radio, I heard the news, and they said that the wall was open in the night, but it's closed already. Now it's too late, and I was feeling like jumping out of the window.
Yes, the day the wall breaks down, I was on the radio station, and I decided with colleagues and friends to go to the checkpoint Charlie, and I saw the people coming from the eastern to the western part, and I could realize the news.
Putting up temporary control points and handing pieces of the wall to us.
circumstances were much more fragile than it seems today.
On one section near the Brandenburg Gate, however, East German troops moved in after people who had scaled the wall tried to remove concrete slabs.
It was really like, for the night it is open and maybe 1 or 2 days more, but nobody knows.
The authorities there have opened new crossing points to make it easier to complete. Workmen and mechanical diggers breached the wall.
It was incredible. It was a great moment. I opened the mic and talked to the people from the eastern side. Yes, I've seen you. You're coming. Come to us with your LPs and we will play it.
I was so excited and I saw mass of people going to the west, or streaming to the west. Yeah, for a small moment I was thinking, do I really go alone for this big adventure? But I felt like I couldn't wait.
Okay, so at the radio station, of course, everybody was like, oh my God, the wall came down, you can't believe it.
You had the needle printers, many paper was coming out, and we had some news, and it was a revolution.
And within 10, 20 minutes, the first people from East Berlin came to that radio station.
Radio 100 was the only thing I know. I wanted to meet the people who did this radio station.
And there were people standing there and saying, listen, I'm from East Berlin. And they said, of course, we are listening to you on the radio.
It was really like I was imagining the rooms. The desks were overloaded with things and there were graffiti at the wall.
One of these people was Cornelia. And she was just standing there in the doorway and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and Leslie was standing at the copy machine with a very warm smile. She said, oh, you are looking like you need breakfast at first.
Then the evening we decided to go to the eastern part. Together, Leslie, Cornelia and I.
So within this hordes of people walking through the border, I sneaked in.
So one day after the breaking down the wall, I was on the other side and sitting on a fence, the other side of the Brandenburger Tor. And it was, yes, it was a big feeling. It was very special.
Realize it years later that this is really the historic moment.
There's one more thing I want to say. We are still in touch, and every year on the 9th of November, we talk to each other on the phone and say, congratulations, it's been 18 years now, 19 years now. Every year we remember that day.
That was made for us by one of our producers, Leo Hornack. And Leo was speaking with Cornelia Saxer, Leslie Rosen, and Gregor Schuster.